USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The world is waiting as scientists say they're racing to learn more about a new strain of COVID-19 discovered first in South Africa. Worldwide travel bans are now being put into effect to try to stop the spread of this. It's likely vaccine resistant as of now. President Biden commenting on a travel ban that will be taking effect on Monday.
I've decided that we're going to be cautious, make sure there's no travel to and from South Africa and six other countries, except for American citizens who are able to come back.
Biden commenting as he and the First Lady continue their holiday weekend on Nantucket. The President commenting as he and the First Lady continue their holiday weekend on Nantucket Island. Meanwhile, Moderna says it's already working to develop a booster shot for this new COVID-19 variant. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98. Queen and king size, slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Americans spent less money than was expected at U.S. shopping centers, as in brick-and-mortar stores, on Black Friday. The Adobe Digital Economy Index says they spent about $6.6 billion as of 9 o'clock Eastern. Last night, about $2 billion less than expected, though better than last year. One of Broadway's most famous composers ever has passed away at 91. Stephen Sondheim died Friday at his home in Roxbury, Connecticut. He was famous for his music and lyrics from plays like West Side Story and A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. His most famous song, though, came from A Little Night Music, and it was famously covered by a number of artists, including Frank Sinatra. Was given the Medal of Freedom in 2015 from then-President Obama. Stephen Sondheim, again, was 91. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Mexican government has posed the Biden administration with new conditions if they expect to continue the Remain in Mexico program. Here's more from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
The Trump-era framework under which asylum seekers were returned to Mexico to await the processing of their claims. With the development coming in context of the Biden administration's plans to reinstate the policy following a court order. Mexico's foreign ministry said in a November 26th announcement that talks have intensified with the United States on rebooting the program known as the Migrant Protection Protocols, but that Mexican authorities are waiting for a formal response from the Biden administration on a number of concerns.
Alan Shepard was the first American astronaut to enter space in 1961.
Okay, retrofire completed.
The Mercury spacecraft is beginning to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere.
Now his daughter, Laura Shepard Churchley, is scheduled to fly aboard the New Shepard, the spacecraft named in her father's honor. Churchley is among the two honorary guests, the other being Good Morning America and former NFL star Michael Strahan, to join the December 9th mission that's backed by Blue Origin, the space company founded by former Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. Churchley says despite it's only going to last about 10 minutes, the 3 minutes of weightlessness will, in her words, be a riot. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.